All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to KSWV Radio. It's our distinct honor and privilege, as always, to be visiting with Christine Chavez, Director of Conservation and Sustainability. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, Esteban.
Now, Christine, I know you have a very special guest that you're going to introduce to our audience, but welcome and thanks for being here.
Wow, your energy is contagious this morning.
That's after really. My mug of coffee.
I love it. Yeah, so nice to see you, Esteban.
Great to see you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And as Esteban mentioned, I do have a really special guest in the studio today. So I have Claire Jordy, who is the project manager for the River and Watershed section for the City of Santa Fe. So welcome, Claire. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
So last night was the first River Talk, and I was really fortunate to be able to attend. And so I thought it would be such a great idea to have you on the show today just to kind of recap what everybody was able to learn and, I think kind of promote the upcoming sessions that are going to be coming up. But before we get started, why don't we just start off by you telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and some of the work that you do for the City of Santa Fe?
Yeah, no problem. So I'm project manager in the River and Watershed section, which is essentially the stormwater department. There are people across the city who do stormwater work with us and help us keep our stormwater clean, but we kind of do the compliance and then managing the natural channels in Santa Fe, which is really fun for me. I have my background in environmental studies and community planning and water resources, so it kind of brings all of that together. And I get to, learn about policy and kind of help plan how we're going to manage these waterways for the next, 5 years is kind of our planning cycle. But yeah, it's been really great. I've been at the city for a little over a year now. So,
oh, wow, I thought it was longer than that. I feel like, wow, that
a lot happens.
So much happens. I feel like you've been here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, so then let's kind of jump in. I will say that the River Talk last night was at Iconic Red, and that's just a really nice venue for that. I was so impressed. I think you had, how many people would you say were there last night?
I haven't officially counted, but it's probably somewhere between 50 and 70.
I was looking around the room. I was like, this is a great turnout. And in my little section, I was talking to a couple different people, and there were some people there from the county, from the city, and they were just also interested and passionate and wanted to come to learn more. And so I was excited sitting in that audience and seeing that you had like drawn such a, engaged audience, and it was packed. I thought it was great. I really liked the venue. It felt personal, but yet, there was lots of space. And so that was last night at Iconic Red. And there were two speakers that you had. So the first one, was it Arlo? How do you say his last name?
I'm sorry, Arlie, if you're listening. Arlie, I don't know how to say Arlie. Your last name.
I didn't even say his name.
Yeah, Kruckenberg, I think, is the last name. But he's with the Native Plant Society. He's a botanist. And then Michael Carr, who's worked for the county but was not there representing the county. He was representing the City Nature Challenge, which he's hosting here in Santa Fe.
So let's start off with Arlie. I really enjoyed his talk. I didn't really know too much about the iNaturalist app and, some of the work that he had done along the Santa Fe River. And I live along that stretch of the river that he was sort of referencing. And so I had been seeing the signs and been seeing, use the app and, report sort of your observations. And so I thought it was really cool to just, hear from him. But let's talk a little bit about, what he was talking about and, some of the data that he had been collecting.
Yeah. So Arlie's been working with Lisa Farrand, who is a river steward down on the southern part of the river. And he's been, you know, with a botany background, he's been really interested in how changes in the river system from primarily from like flooding or erosion have, or construction, because the river trail was built and that kind of disturbed the area, but how that disturbance has created plant succession and what plants are coming back. And so iNaturalist is a citizen science platform where you can go on and log different species that you find while you're out there. And they have the ability to help you identify what it is if you don't know. And I use that feature a lot while I'm out walking around. I'm like, oh, what's that plant? And I'll scan it with my, it's called Seek app. There's several apps that do that for you. But yeah, and then you can log that as an observation. So it'll put a point where you saw that, and you can put the date as well and other information. And then you have this massive catalog of all these species. It's, it could be plants, animals, insects, anything, trees. And then you can look at that, and you can look at it over time too, like when those observations were found. So Arlie's been working on a project in that section of the river, from, I think, Ricardo to Siler. And now he wants to expand it to the greater Santa Fe watershed.
I thought it was so cool. And just a shout out to Lisa Farron. She was our guest on the radio show a week or two ago. And I always see her on the trail. She's either walking her dogs or she is working. But, you know, it's wonderful how many times I run into her different times of the day. But yeah, she's just amazing. She really cares for her environment. And she's a very active participant. And so I thought that that was really interesting. He talked about all of the biodiversity in that stretch of the river. And, you know, I walk that, and I've never used the app, and I've never really thought about engaging, you know, with that part of the trail as part of that walk. But just seeing pictures of all of the different flowers, the insects, the reptiles, the snakes, the, you know, sometimes it's hard to put a name to every plant and flower. I mean, for me, it's especially because there's like five names for like, mm-hmm. or there's probably more than that. But yeah, no, I learned a lot, and I think it was really great. And this whole idea of like citizen science, I think in our work, like even in water conservation and stormwater, we're trying to, you know, encourage people to interact more with, you know, their environment and to use the data that they collect that we can all benefit from. I think it's just such a wonderful application of what we do and how people can get involved. So I thought that that was really, really interesting. And so the, let's see, so it's the iNaturalist app. You can just download that just on any platform.
Yeah, they also have a web browser if you prefer that. But if you have it on your smartphone, then when you're out walking around, you can log those plants that you see, or you can, sorry, I keep saying plants, but it's any species, you know, insects or trees or other animals you find, birds. But yeah, you can log them on there and or help identify them for yourself, which is, that's what I'm interested in. Like, what is this? What are these plants and insects and birds all around me? I'm just curious about in that way, so I can help you learn about your natural world around you. And yeah, Arlie is encouraging everyone to add observations in the whole Santa Fe watershed. And there's such a diversity. He was saying it's about a 6,000 foot elevation change from the top of the watershed at Lake Peak down to the bottom at the Rio Grande. So there's a lot of diversity that can change in that elevation.
So one thing that I thought was really, really cool to see too is I've only lived in that area for a couple of years now, but he showed pictures of that stretch of the river as the trail was being constructed. And so when you walk through there now, you see all these plants and trees. And I mean, it's like, sometimes I snap pictures of like my dogs and send them to my family, and they're like, where are you? You know, it's like Pecos, the forest. And it's like, no, I'm actually just right here by the Santa Fe River. You know, it's, oh, I got so lost in, you know, what I was like.
We got a question from a listener. Says we had a pretty wet summer last year. How's this year looking so far, forecast wise, with such a dry winter? I don't know how that.
I'm not sure about the precipitation forecast yet. I haven't looked that up, but I do know for our snowpack, which we get, the NRCS releases the annual mean snowpack every year, kind of like February 1st, March 1st, April 1st. And the February 1st was, we had, I think, 37% of our annual snowpack this year. So definitely lower. But last year at April 1st, we were at 21% of our annual snowpack. And then we use that number to determine how much water gets released into the river as part of our living river ordinance. So we'll be looking at that in the coming month, is what is our annual snowpack, and then what are the predicted monsoons, because then we use that to, the river commission creates a hydrograph for the river to understand when they should release flows to help keep the river a wetted channel. And that really helps keep this biodiversity going as far down as we can along the river, because we want everyone to benefit from the river as much as possible. And that helps keep all the trees alive, which support all the other species. So
why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah, sure.
We'll take a quick break and we'll return right here on KSWV Radio and Save Water Santa Fe.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
KSWV Radio, and we are now back to Save Water Santa Fe with Christine and Claire.
So, you know, we were talking about Arlie's work, and, you know, in that presentation, he was showing, you know, the river before all of the trail had been built. And it's really interesting. I think, you know, some of the pictures that he had, I was really shocked at, and it's just seeing the boulders that were moved. And, you know, when you walk it now, you see all of that, but to see what it looked like before that, I think was really interesting. So if anybody wanted to see that presentation, I did hear you mention that both of these presentations are going to be available on the website. And so where could people track that down if they wanted to take a look?
Yeah, it's on our city, our city's website, santafenm.gov/rivertalks. And we have everything cataloged from the last 7 years of River Talks. So this is our eighth year. And we'll be archiving these presentations as they happen this year as well. So you can find both Arlie and Michael's presentations. Michael presented about a similar vein about iNaturalist and how he's been using it, because he has a background in entomology and is a big interest in insects. And so he goes out and he catalogs different species for fun, and it's really cool to see how many of those you can see, all the ones you've put in. But yeah, he's encouraging people to join the City Nature Challenge, which will be April 24th to May 10th, and that is just a time period in which they're trying to get the most amount of observations as possible, and it's kind of a competition between different cities, like who can log the most observations during that time. So this is a great time to download the app, iNaturalist, and then you can go out and start playing with it.
I thought Michael's presentation was really great. I've seen his name and just our work with the county, but I had never met him. I didn't get to meet him last night, but I was going to send him an email today because he is a great speaker. I was very engaging. I mean, you could tell he's like very passionate about what he was talking about. And so he was talking about pollinator insects and beetles in particular. Mm-hmm. And it was just so interesting. I mean, I didn't even realize those were beetles. I've seen those insects, and I just didn't even, I learned a lot last night. But he was a really, really great speaker. And I think, you know, if you wanted to follow up on his presentation, it'd be good to check that one out too. Mm-hmm. So again, he was promoting the City Nature Challenge, April 24th through May 10th. And it's a whole region, right? I think it was like Los Alamos, Santa Fe, and...
The county.
And the county, Santa Fe County. And so anybody in that stretch, you know, log your observations so that, you know, he was really excited about putting us at the top of that list.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a question, Estevan, that came through.
Yeah, another question had come through that says, is there a Santa Fe watershed specific app for plant identification? They said that they use Plantin. I use Plantin app, but it doesn't seem too accurate for local plants. They said they're new to the area, so they're trying to learn the flora locally.
Yeah. excuse me. Whenever I use Seek, it looks at your location. So it says, oh, you're in Santa Fe, so I'm going to look for species that are in this area. So that's really useful. And then you can narrow...
How do you spell that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no.
Spell Seek.
S-E-E-K.
Okay, just to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you can search for all different kinds of species. You can break it down by plants, reptiles, birds, insects, and then use your camera function to scan it. And it'll even identify, like if I pointed it at Christine right now, it would say human. Yeah, it's pretty fun. And then while you're scanning it, you can just hit take a picture and log it. And that is Seek is an app by iNaturalist. So it kind of has all that function within it of like what other people have logged. And I do think that the more people use it, the more it gets better. And when I was in Albuquerque, someone had created a project for the Middle Rio Grande, and they made essentially like a folder of all the species you would find while you're in the bosque. And that was really helpful for me because I would go out there and I would scan a plant and maybe I was like, that doesn't really look right. And so then I would look on that project and say, oh, these are the you know, grass species that you might find here in the bosque. And it looks like this one. So that could be a future project here with Arlie's work of like creating first a project with a delineated boundary, but then from there, like cataloging the species that you might commonly find. So there's a lot of potential with this data.
Great. Thank you.
It's just amazing where technology has brought us. I mean, you know, I mean, it makes it really easy to try to identify what you're looking at and log it. you know, and it's just participating in the citizen science, you know, sort of platforms. So, yeah, so download the iNaturalist app. There's the Seek app. You know, participate in the City Nature Challenge, April 28th through May 10th. And, you know, keep the river talks on your schedule. So the next one is May 14th. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so we'll have Eitan from the Forest Stewards Guild speaking about wildfire and the impacts on water quality. And then we'll have Alan Hook from the City Water Division speaking more specifically about how the city is thinking about fire and water together. So that one I'm super interested in. I love the crossover between fire and water. And that one will also be at Iconic Red. Doors open at 5:30, but the event starts at 6. And you can come and get tea and a cookie and hang out and learn about it.
Well, great, Claire. Well, it was really nice seeing all of you last night. I thought it was a really interesting talk. For those of you who couldn't make it, you can still track down these presentations on the city's website and try to make it out to the next one on May 14th. Is there anything else that you want to leave our listeners with today? I know we have a couple of different events that we're going to be working together. We have Earth Day on April 25th and then Love Your Watershed on May 2nd. Mm-hmm. So it'll be exciting to table with you guys. It's always nice. I think we have a couple city tables that we're going to be setting up now. So come and learn more about the work that the city is doing. And anything else that you want to...
I guess, yeah, I'll just speak more broadly to the River Talk series. So we're having this series this year. It's a different format. Like Christine said, it's at Iconic Red. It'll be every other month. So March was the first one, then May, July, September, November. Each one will be about a different topic that relates to water. And yeah, it should be a good time. They'll always be on Thursday evenings. And we're just trying out this different format and hope it works for people.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for being my guest today, and great job on the talk last night. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. If you would like to learn more about the city's conservation and sustainability efforts, you can visit our website at sustainabilitysantafe.org. And I just want to put another reminder out there that we do have the Great American Cleanup coming up on April 18th. So if you are an organization, a business, a group, neighborhood that wants to participate in that event, you know, please reach out to us or visit our website. And lastly, I just want to mention that we do have an outreach coordinator position that we're advertising for right now. If you're interested in working for the Conservation and Sustainability Division, please visit the city website and apply, or contact me if you want to learn more. And we are also recruiting members for our Keep Santa Fe Beautiful Board of Directors. And so if you're interested in participating in that, also let you know, reach out and I can let you know more. But thanks, everyone, for listening, and hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Christine. And thank you, Claire. And thank you to our listener that texted and asked some really good questions. Really appreciate that. If you have any questions, still feel free to text us and we'll relay those over to Christine Claire, and happy to connect you guys. But also, you can go to the city has a wealth of information on your website. I know Save Water Santa Fe, Conservation Sustainability, and others, just great information. Thank you. Really appreciate it.